Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in on this Red Friday. Happy to have everybody here with us. We are going to start with a bit of entertainment news because, in particular, because, you know, Scott Parks might be listening.
Well, he...
So just in case.
Apparently, it happened yesterday, so yeah. I guess he knew about it for a while. But Ace Frehley, head songwriter, guitar player for Kiss. That was actually his biggest hit, but it wasn't even a Kiss song. Died yesterday, and Kiss is one of those bands that I'll admit I was never that big of a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to discount how much they meant to people, because I also know like all of my friends, like our mutual friend and good buddy John Grayson, Rod, mm-hmm. Obviously Scott, all huge Kiss fans. It's just a band I think I just missed by a little bit, but I also am not going to sit here and deny their cultural importance, because even if you don't know a Kiss song, if I say, oh, you know the band Kiss?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows.
Immediately pops into head. Like, I don't know, the first glam rock, shock rock kind of band that also, you know.
I think we know the look of Kiss as much
makeup,
as anything.
The tongue.
The makeup. Yeah, the tongue. Yeah. We know that.
I mean, that was Gene Simmons with the tongue, but still, that's what they're known for. Sad day in music. I mean, that's just gonna continue. Like we've lost two celebrities this week. It's just gonna more famous people there have been,
mm-hmm.
increasingly, the sadder life is just gonna get.
Well, yeah, because we are getting older, and they are going to become more familiar to us as we get older. It's going to be harder for us. So yeah,
it was pretty sudden news. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah,
anything like that. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's sad.
Can I just start off with something positive?
Especially because I see what this is, and this is an anomaly.
I'm so pleased to say, congratulations to the people of South Overland Park for knowing and respecting the zipper merge.
What is this you say?
I'm as flabbergasted as you, Miss Monticelli. I was driving, and I've noticed this actually a couple times, driving up 69 Highway North when I go to work.
Yeah.
There's always some congestion there as the around not college, I guess 119th or so. They narrow the lanes down to two lanes from, I guess, four for construction.
Mm-hmm.
And people are doing it, man. People are getting it.
Wow. One goes and then the other goes and then the other side goes and then the other side goes like a zipper.
It's not totally caught up. There's still more people in the right lane than the left lane. But for the most part, there's a lot of people in both lanes, using both lanes. And all this week, that's been going on. It's not only happening northbound, southbound I hit it on the way home, and the same thing. People are zipper merging. People are cooperating. We're moving faster through the traffic.
And
it's
you
amazing.
Are getting to your destination faster because
yes.
an open lane of traffic is being used.
It's like time traveling, ladies and gentlemen.
It's almost like we were right.
Yeah.
It's almost like we knew what we were talking about.
You're not stuck in one spot. I do wonder, though, why does South Overland, and I'm not trying to be like, my people are better than your people, but why does South Overland Park get this? But when there was construction on, I guess it was I-35 North earlier this year, it was a disaster.
Is there a sign that says zipper merge?
It doesn't specifically say zipper merge, but the sign implies it.
Okay.
Like it doesn't have the zipper merge. It just has like a, hey, move over into this lane at a merge point. So
okay. That might help.
Maybe.
It doesn't always help, but maybe it did this time.
It's just a merge sign you see everywhere, though. I saw it on I-35 in Mission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it because people in Mission are stubborn?
I mean, my big problem when I had it was near Lee Summit. And they weren't just stubborn. They were
obstinate.
Obnoxious. Yes, obstinate. That's the right word. Absolute no way. Like, not only are we not going to do it, but we're going to ride the line so that you can't do it either.
Which I will say somebody tried to do that when I was going south last week near 119th. But I just drove around them. Whatever.
Just jumped on the shoulder and said, I'll show you. Yeah. I would do it.
It wasn't even like, screw you. Like, you're blocking traffic. And by the way, if you're riding that line, if I hit you, that's on you. If I rear end you because you're straddling that line and causing an obstruction to traffic, that's on you.
I need someone to answer that question legally. Because usually if you rear end someone, that's your fault. Because you were... They can't control where you are, but it's also illegal for them to ride the line.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. If somebody could answer that, somebody's riding the line and you hit them, is that still your fault?
I mean, I looked it up that obstructing a zipper merge is illegal.
Oh, for sure it is. You can't ride. You can't take two lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
That's.
I guess if you full on hit them in the rear, that would be a problem. If you hit them from the side,
like you're trying to go in the lane. Yes. That would make more sense that'd be more of a gray area. If you were trying to go in a lane of traffic, you probably maybe have to honk first. I mean, like try to get them to move out of the way. But if you hit them in the corner, that's different than just hitting the gas and running into their back end.
Well, I mean, right. 'Cause if they hit you, if you hit them from the side, that would just be the same as them trying to get into a different lane of traffic and not looking first, right?
Yeah.
And it is obnoxious in America, and I don't know if it's just an American thing. It's probably not. I'm just blaming this country. I'm not sure of everywhere I've lived, where if you rear end someone, that's almost always on you. Even if they just slammed on their brakes for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they didn't look and just pulled out in front of you.
Like you were going too fast. You were following too closely. It's almost always your fault.
Yeah.
Well, yay. I like starting off with some good news.
I'm telling you, I was proud of my area.
We've never had a story like that before, ever.
No. A happy story.
A happy story about zipper merging where people actually did it.
Story. Yeah.
It's us complaining that people won't.
I wonder if it's us getting through to people because I don't hear anybody else caring about it.
That's like, what's the text line saying right now? I can only imagine.
Hold on. I haven't looked yet. Mm-hmm. I will. Here we go.
Are we still wrong? It worked.
Oh, man. I'm not logged in on this computer.
Okay. Yeah. While you're looking that up, I have to tell you about a story that took me by surprise a little bit yesterday. So I vaguely remember maybe a few months ago us sort of joking about ideas of what they would name the new terminal at KCI. Mm-hmm. I remember the idea that came up officially, like maybe they were looking into naming KCI, giving it a name. I remember saying that and accurately that bucks the trend in aviation, that more and more aviation major airports are just named after the city that they're in, because we had so many problems with having to rename airports because they were named after people that were bad that we found out later. So more and more, we're not putting names on terminals anymore. And I vaguely remember us having that conversation. All of a sudden, yeah, we're doing it, I guess. Mm-hmm. And a name has been chosen. I mean, it's not official yet, but a Kansas City City Council committee has, so it just needs to go to the full city council, has advanced a proposal to rename the city's new airport facility the Harry S. Truman Terminal, obviously honoring the former president and Independence native. As part of the proposal, and I think, can we maybe put this move off a little bit? As part of the proposal, the city would spend $150,000 on a statue of Truman to be placed inside the terminal. And this could come quickly. The full city council could vote on the renaming and statue funding next week. How much are we in the red right now? $100 million in the city?
It was $100 million.
It was $100 million. Can we hold off on, can we not maybe do this yet?
Let's wait. We should
combine
those
ideas. How much does
it
cost to do it?
$150,000, but every penny counts.
Okay. I'm fine with it. I don't know. Harry Truman's one of our best presidents.
Idea makes sense.
Yeah.
I just, the spending of the money at the moment, when
why does it cost that much?
It's a statue.
Put up some plaques. Oh, is it the statue?
It's for the statue of Truman.
For a statue?
I don't know.
Of Truman? He was a little guy.
Maybe it's a very, very, very big statue. And they probably have to put more signage up. I mean, there's probably going to be signage now that says Harry S. Truman, Kansas City International Airport. It's still going to be KCI. The airport code is not, well, the airport code is technically MCI. And that gets confusing too. But we're still going to call it KCI. So that comes next week. There must have been a lot going on behind the scenes. And there must have been meetings and stuff talking about other possible names that I missed. Because this just all of a sudden went from, hey, maybe let's do this, to let's make it Truman.
Well, who else could we have named it after?
You and I tossed some names around.
I'm fine with that.
George
Brett.
Amelia Earhart, yeah.
Do we want to name the airport after the most Royal's famous great. Aviation accident in history?
Well, but she's...
The 9/11 memorial?
No, Amelia Earhart.
I guess that wasn't an accident, was it?
Well, but she's still... don't worry about the end as much as the journey. there was quite the journey that got there. Yeah, I would have liked Amelia Earhart.
I hate saying this. I'm kind of with Quentin on that.
It's an airport and her aviation career ended badly.
Really want to make that association?
I think it'd be cool. That would actually be funny and kind of be cool.
A woman pilot. Is that the association? Sorry.
Well, no. It's the fact that she's from Atchison and the museum is there. And that
I'm
would
just
be funny.
Saying, I don't.
Do you think Cerner has $100 million to make it the Cerner International Airport?
Oh, are we selling naming rights to the terminal now to bridge up? I'm okay with that. Yeah, let's sell naming rights. Does the Truman Foundation? Why can't the Truman Foundation pay for the $150,000 for the statue? Can the Truman Foundation kick in?
The Kansas City Chiefs International Airport?
The Hall family? The Kaufman family? Who are the other rich families? Can they kick in?
The Pendergasts.
Mahomes. That's it.
Yeah, the Mahomes family.
Let's just name everything after him.
I'm okay with that.
There's no way it's aging badly.
No.
I'm not saying that sarcastically. There's no way it's going to age badly. So,
anyway, that's what our terminal is going to be called. And sometimes things just happen quickly. By the way, Mayor Quentin Lucas said something on Facebook last night, and I can't remember if it was his personal page. It was probably on the mayor's page. Something like kind of the tone of it was, you all are overreacting about this budget news. I need to find it. Let's see if I can do it and talk at the same time.
$100 million, Q. What are you talking about?
But it was something like, the budget's not a disaster. Let me not misquote him. Okay, here it is. This was 4 hours ago. And then he writes more about it. Loving the budget chat, he says sarcastically. Keep it coming. I find this explainer I wrote helpful. On the merits, we are not broke. If I had a 10% shortage in my budget,
I'm not even kidding. This sounds like the conversations I've had with my wife when she's actually looked at our budget. And I've been like, no, I know it looks bad. I know it looks bad, but don't worry. We're fine. We just need to move some things around. And by the end of the month, we'll be fine. I'm telling you, we're not broke. We're good. We're fine.
So here's what he says. And I'm just like, I came very close to commenting on this post last night because I want to know how this happened. How did this happen? I know we got a new city manager and I know there was some change in leadership and stuff, but holy cow. So this is what he says. On the merits, we are not broke. We do have an imbalance we need to address. I see this as being very similar to even my own personal finances. I am paid the same as I was a few years ago, but I've added two new children. My mortgage has gone up. My property taxes have gone up a lot. Health insurance is rising and food costs are not getting any cheaper. My family is blessed with good savings that we fortunately did not have to dip into, but we still need to make some tough trade-offs to ensure we aren't dipping into reserves, or else on the current trend, we eventually will be in the red. This is why you do responsible fiscal planning, which is what the city is doing here. And then earlier, this is what he said. Quickly, he said, okay, y'all, we're not broke. While we have strong reserves and revenues, we are working to reduce the expenditure line like responsible family and business budgets do. We'll continue to see strong fiscal management to ensure outstanding services and can pay for our workers. Here's the difference is that, number one, this is a much bigger budget than I have at my house.
Family, yeah.
And there had to have been some of that $100 million that you saw coming. If you didn't see that coming somehow and try to curb some of that along the way, someone's not paying attention to your budget.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm, you know, like I get the analogy, like my income fluctuates some because of freelance work and stuff like that. And my property taxes went up also. And you have new medical expenses. I mean, stuff just comes up. But I don't wait until like the end of the year and go, oh, holy cow, that was a lot at one time.
Well, yeah. And if you are short on some cash, or if you're short on your budget at the end of the month or the end of the year or whatever, you're not insolvent. And
right.
Then you don't, and you have to start cutting back on services and jobs and do hiring freezes. And
it doesn't
like
affect
that.
Other people.
You might have to, you have to shift some money around or, yeah. or whatever you have to do.
Or I have to cut streaming services or, yeah. hey, I'm going to do the shed out back next year. Mm-hmm. And so I look at this and go, and I want, and I know this is because I live in Kansas City, but wow, I want an explanation of how it happened. When you decided to raise, I'm just picking on this for one second. When you decided to raise police salaries, did mm-hmm. you not look to see if you had the money or did you not care?
I think it was more they expected things to get better.
Or they expected revenue to be higher than it was.
Revenue to be higher, and it just hasn't been. And that's been the case for every city and every family and every person in this country for the last few years. So, you know, everything's going to get better, though, eventually, somehow.
It'll be fine.
Somehow. Yeah.
I don't need snow plowing.
Fine. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Hey, you just work from home.
I don't need.
All right. Coming up, a 4-day school week in Independent School District is on the ballot because remember they're making them vote on that statewide for some reason. They're really optimistic about its chances, though. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming up on November 4th, voters in the Independent School District are going to be asked whether to continue operating the district on a four-day school week in the 2026-2027 school year. And that might be confusing to some of you. And so here's the history that got us here in a very weird way. So the Independent School District was the first district, the first major district, and the biggest in the state of Missouri to decide to go to a four-day week. And it was a vote on the Board of Education that got us there. And that the board voted in December of 2022. And so I believe it was the 2023-2024 school year that was the first school year that went into effect. So it was a vote on the Board of Education. And everything was going fine. And we've got a lot of stats that can tell you why it's been a success. And then in 2024, the Missouri General Assembly adopted legislation that required school districts to take any four-day school week calendar to a vote of the public every 10 years. And they did not grandfather in any school districts that already did this. It wasn't just going to be for new districts considering it. It was also for any districts that were already doing it, which meant now the Independent School District, that everybody had already gotten used to this. And again, the benefits are in the numbers. Now they have to put this to a public vote and they're going to do it this year. And if it passes, it'll stay the way it is. And if it doesn't pass, I would assume you stay in the 4 day school, you stay with it for the rest of the school year. And then with 26-27, you go back to the 5 day week. And then every 10 years, this has to go for a public vote again.
There's a lot to unpack about this. First of all, I'm fully in favor of a four-day school week if that means that it leads to people getting four-day weeks at work. Maybe this is the first step, is like employers will be like, look, I'm tired of fighting with my employees because they want to work from home or because they can't come in because their kid's off school that day. Or whatever, having to work around their schedule. So from now on, we're just a four-day shop. Like that's right. What we're doing. Four days a week, maybe 10 hours, or not even that. If you're salaried, that's fine. So I'm fine with it. We've seen study after study say that the five-day work week for a lot of jobs, not all, but a lot of jobs, is outdated.
And to add to that real quick, the district anticipate, because I mean, we talked to the superintendent, I remember multiple times when they were considering this. You know what problems people are going to have. People work 5 days a week. And if the district is 4 days a week, what do you do with the fifth day? And very often, the school district will have programming. You know, you'll have high school kids will take care of other kids. A lot of districts have figured that part out so that parents aren't like, hey, what the heck do I do on this fifth day?
Right, right. So it seemed like it could have been a disaster, and it seems like they handled it really well. The bigger problem I have is, what the hell are we doing where the state overall, where somebody in St. Louis is deciding whether or not independent school district will be 4 days a week?
Well, so the vote, just to be clear, the vote is only of the independent school district.
It's within the school district?
It's just the school district.
State ballot.
Nope.
Okay.
I
don't, that's fair, though.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think this is just the parents in the district, because initially it was just the school board. And what they say now is that the voters in that district every 10 years get to approve it. It just says the November 4th ballot measure will seek voter approval to continue operating the district on a 4-day school week. I'm almost certain.
Oh, okay.
Somebody tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost certain it's just at the district.
For some reason, I thought I'd read a story before that said it was going to be a statewide
Clinton,
ballot.
Can you and that, check into that?
That was a whole issue.
See if I'm... Because if it is a statewide question, that's a cluster of a mess of a problem.
If it is the case, obviously we'll get back to that. I don't know. I feel like hopefully we're progressing towards this as more of a common thing in society, where we recognize that with automation and with jobs being different than they used to be, where you used to have to be at a factory so you could put out as much product as possible, that it's not necessary for people to be there 5 days a week.
Here's what happens. And I'll tell you some of the anecdotal stuff, and then we can get into some of the numbers. But what happens is you have less of a problem with absenteeism, because if kids have doctor's appointments or they have dentist appointments or whatever, they schedule all of that on the day they're already out of school. So they're not missing school for those things. It's also really attractive for teachers. I mean, at a time where we have a shortage of teachers and we're fighting to get the best teachers, this is very appealing for someone from a quality of life standpoint. And they said 78% of new teachers reported this schedule influenced their decision to come to the district. That's crazy. That's incredible. Because Independence doesn't pay their teachers more than somebody like Blue Valley, you know? So it was that drew them there.
But I'm sorry, I just wanted to put this in because I had this wrong earlier. It is not statewide. It is just within the ISD boundaries.
Okay.
So yeah, I had that wrong.
Good. No, that's okay. Because there's a lot of detail here. So what they said about test scores in the district have risen. I don't know what test score they're going off of, but this is from annual performance reports. From 70.1% in 2022 to 80% in 2024.
Wow.
That is a ridiculous increase in 2 years. And as for teacher retention, the district said prior to the change, teachers were being retained at an 81% rate in 2021-2022. That rate is now up to it's almost 91%.
Good Lord.
I mean,
if more schools started to do this, though, the thing is,
there's going
to
be more competition. Yeah.
Right. I mean if there's more competition, but it's a good thing if this works in Independence. Then more schools should be doing this. And as far as how it applies to the rest of us, a 4-day work week or whatever, how many of you have had to take a day off to go to the doctor or go to the dentist or go to the DMV?
Oh,
That's a problem.
Yeah.
We fortunately work jobs where, you know, we work 10 to 2, but we can kind of make our own hours as far as how much we're putting in after words or what time we're doing it. And we do that at different times. If at 2 o'clock, if I need to go to the DMV, I can. I have to pick up Finn from school every day. I'm able to do that because of the hours that we have, but not everybody's able to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we've set things up where you would have to take a sick day or PTO just to go to not a doctor because you're sick, but a doctor for a physical. Or go get your title.
If you live in Independence, if you're a parent of kids in the Independent School District, I would love to talk to you. Is Lansing the other one? I think Lansing is the other school district in the metro area that's on a 4-day school week. It is a significantly smaller district. That's why Independence gets the attention. But if you're in one of those two districts and you are a parent, how did you feel when it was proposed and how do you feel about it now? Because, man, the metrics and the numbers – show in 15 different ways that this is a better idea. And I don't, one of the initial arguments also was that it saves the district money because they only have to run buses 4 days a week. They don't like there's costs in not having to be open the fifth day. Mm-hmm. The objection to it was just going to be how messy it could be for parents. 913-586-7798. What do you think?
Yep. 913-586-7798. If you live in the independent school district, how has this affected you? And are you on board with keeping it going? 913-586-7798. We'll talk about it some more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The independent school district is now a couple of years into the experiment initially of a 4-day school week. The Board of Education there voted in December of 2022 to move to a 4-day school week. And initially it was pitched as an effort to attract and retain teachers during a nationwide teacher shortage. And so it passed and they've had it in place since the 2023, start of the 2023 school year. And then what happened the following year was that the Missouri General Assembly decided that from then on, school districts that want to go to a 4-day school week are going to have to take a vote of the public and follow that vote every 10 years. And it didn't matter if you already had it in place. Nobody was grandfathered. So the independent school district now, on November 4th, if you live in that district, you're going to be asked to go to the polls and decide whether this will continue or whether this will stop. And we were asking you, 913-586-7798, we'll get to your calls here in just a sec. If you live in a district, Independence or Lansing is the other one here that has the 4-day school week, I believe. How do you navigate if you work 5 days and you have 1 day off? Do you like it? Is it a challenge? Is it worth those headaches because of the benefits? Again, you have higher teacher retention. Teachers are happier. You get the better teachers because they like the 4-day school week. Test scores are higher and kids miss less school. It's pretty hard to argue with.
Yeah. And it also, importantly, teachers seem on board with it. Why am I sounding so
I don't
weird?
Know why. Do we know where his voice is coming from? Quentin's going to try to fix it.
Okay.
Did I?
I might. Am I coming through your? Hold on a second. That's my fault. Yeah, I got it.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the teachers really seem to like it, and they're able to retain teachers, which in Missouri, it's kind of a big deal.
Everywhere, it's a big deal.
Well, yes, but in Missouri, they've had a huge problem with retaining teachers.
Yes.
It is because of the pay. So if the pay isn't great, at least you have less days at school.
Quality of life. Who wouldn't love to have a third day off?
From the text line, Wellington Napoleon. I guess that's, I don't know if that's a different school district or a different.
Yeah, I think it's a combined. I think that's what IDS. It's called. Yeah.
We have a 4-day work week or 4-day school week too. Somebody else said we love the 4-day school week, and Lathrop, Missouri School District has this.
Lathrop, that was the one, not Lansing. Lathrop. Sorry.
On a 4-day school week and was throughout my child's school life growing up. She's 19 now, and we loved it. So at first blush, it might seem hard to navigate.
Yes. Messy.
It might be messy, but for most people, they seem to love it.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Let's go to the phones here. Chris is in KCK. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well.
Good. Thanks for asking.
So, to me, I live in Kansas, so I don't have a dog in the fight. But to me, it feels like typical Missouri, a town, a school district, whatever, has something that works for them. And then somebody in the state house gets butthurt, and they want to change it and make it a bit more of a pain for them. So now they force the state vote. It works in Independence, apparently. Everybody's happy. The numbers prove that it's beneficial. I wish the state would just leave stuff alone in Missouri and kind of let people do their thing, what they know is right for their community, for their schools, or whatever. And honestly, living in Kansas, I wish Kansas would go to the 4-day school week. I think I see so many benefits to it with my daughters and family being trips and recovery time with them in school and sports. And I think it's an absolutely great thing. I hope Independence passes it successfully and continues to do it. If it works well for them, and maybe they can be the model for the metro and go, hey, this works. You should all jump on board and do this.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thanks for your call. Clarify again, I was mistaken. It's the Missouri law forces the school district to vote on it.
Statewide. The Missouri law says any school district in the state.
In the state.
That has a 4-day school week.
But I remember when we talked about this before, it seemed like that would mean that it would be everybody in the state voting on it, but it's actually just people within the independent school district voting on it. They seem to like it, so I would assume that this is going to pass. That's what the whole point of this article from KCTV5 is that they're very optimistic that this is going to pass the ballot.
And and it's kind of a moot point now because the law already passed. I don't necessarily love that this is something that would go to a public vote to decide. You elect school board members who are experts in the school district and who are elected to make the decisions for the good of the entire district. And you never know who goes to the polls and votes. You never know, voter turnout is a little all over the place sometimes. And because again, look at what if this had gone to a public vote 3 years ago or whatever it was, and it failed. And look at the metrics now and look at how much better this district is doing. You would have had whoever turned out who probably didn't want to do it because people hate change. And then we would have missed out on the benefits. I kind of don't like that it goes to a public vote, but like, this is why you should be on your school board. But here we are.
From the text line, test scores are not higher. That's not true. The school district is saying they're higher.
Why do you, why? To that person, give me your evidence that the district is lying.
I feel like it has to be wrong. So that has to be the case. Because if it doesn't conform to my feelings, then it can't be reality. But the school district is saying that test scores are higher and teachers are happier and all that stuff. So you might not like it. I don't know if you're even in the independent.
I was going to say, do you even have kids? Like, is that...
2539 says, my sister-in-law works for independent schools and they rarely even get the Monday off. They have in-service or fill-in days for snow days, etc. Well, yeah, even if the teachers don't have that day off, not having the kids
they're
there.
They're not having to teach. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes, and then being able to catch up on work those days.
Yeah.
Being able to create a lesson plan for the rest of the week, all that stuff definitely helps them become, you know, just be better teachers. And that's where this is coming from more than anything. It's not that the kids having the day off is better.
Mm-hmm.
It's that the teachers also have more time to plan things, more effort to put in. It's not as exhausting.
Yeah. And the point that I will give that person, and this is because I know people that are in the independent school district that have to contend with this, is that the district does, if we need a lot of snow days, a lot of times the district will schedule like the fill-in days on the days that they were supposed to have off on those Mondays. Now, other districts do it too. Other school districts in the area will cancel a teacher in service day, or they'll take a half day and make it a full day. Other districts will mess with the schedule to make up snow days so as not to extend the rest of the school year. So Independence just happens to do it on these particular days. Now, sometimes we get a lot of snow days, but mm-hmm. and I get that would irritate parents, but at least it doesn't extend the school year, which would probably bother you more.
Let's see. And then people just basically saying parents use school districts for free daycare. And a lot of people have said that parents have gotten used to
mm-hmm.
the idea that you just drop your kid off at school. Not your problem anymore. You pick them up later, and that allows you to work more.
I'll tell you, we're up against the clock, but we have a former teacher on the line.
Oh, yeah. We'd love to talk to
you. If you can hang on the line here for a minute, then we can get you more time.
Any teachers that would like to weigh in on this, too, on the text line, we won't have time to take your call, but would the person waiting will definitely take your call. But if you want to weigh in as a former teacher on the text line, 913-586-7798.
Yeah, a lot of schools are out today. So,
yeah,
are your kids out today?
I hope not.
I know Shawnee Mission. You would be home. I know Shawnee Mission's out.
I dropped him off at school.
Some schools are out today. We're hitting this time of year where a lot of 4-day weekends are kicking in.
Yeah.
In the schools. So
913-586-7798. We'll take your calls and texts coming up on midday.
Coming up on November 4th, voters in the independent school district will be asked whether to continue what they've been doing in the district for a couple of years now, which is the 4-day school week. Absenteeism is down. Teacher retention is higher. Teachers are happier because they like that 4-day school week. And test scores are up. But because of a state law that was passed a couple of years ago, this has to go to a public vote. So fantastic.
Yeah.
We can go to Marlon in Odessa. Marlon, you're a former teacher?
Yes, I taught for 20 years, and I was an administrator for about 8 years. So I was in never in a 4-day school week situation, but yeah, I was in education for 30 years.
Great. What do you think?
I understand the teachers are going to, I mean, and what school districts are getting out of this is they're probably able to recruit better, you know, the best teachers because the teachers are going to like it. I mean, it is a positive for them. And so that helps the school district. For the students, it's not the best thing. It just, I have people I know that work in the full 4-day week. I mean, there's some positives to it, but the routine that the students need, the routine, that the consistency of, you know, that 5-day week. I know when I was an administrator, it was difficult a lot of times for kids, especially kids that come from a tougher environment at home. Mm-hmm. They come to school and that's their safe place. And they're there 5 days in a row, and that's a positive. A lot of times when they came back on a Monday, it took a little while for them to get back in the routine. So, you know, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and hopefully Friday was more positive. Now they're coming back on, say, a Tuesday. They've got maybe Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday that the best work's being done. Kids need the 5 days. The one thing that you said about the test scores, I can't believe that's true.
Hold on one second, Marlon, because we had Quentin look this up during the break.
Uh-huh.
And our producer who had the chance to look, what did you find?
The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education said that the Independent School District scored 16 out of 16 metrics, which is the first time Independence has done it, and no other neighboring districts like Lee Summit, Blue Springs, or Liberty scored as high.
For what year?
Last year.
For last year. Okay.
And then as far as the kids need 5 days, well, why not 6? Why not seven?
Yeah, I mean, there'd be some kids that'd be happy to be there 6 or 7, probably. I mean, yeah. I don't think that's what they need. They need to be at home. But you know,
but it
one
just
thing
seems
I
arbitrary
learned,
to
know,
say 4 is bad, but 5 is good if that's what kids need, if they need the structure. Yeah, some kids it's going to be worse for some kids, but obviously overall, based on the test scores, it's better for most of them.
Thanks, Marlon, for getting more out of time. That's what the music means. But thanks to everybody for taking part in the conversation.
Yeah. Coming up, there is not going to be a direct deposit stimulus for October. Guys, stop believing this lie. Talk about that coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.